Welcome to the Dunlops, Dunlops. Discover homeschooling, homeschooling. Welcome to the Dunlops, Dunlops. Discover.
Homeschool.
That was a jingle and a half.
Thank you.
You should be a jingle writer, like a composer.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
What was the other, your previous jingle?
Today's subject, ladies and gentlemen, is one that is close to my husband's heart. Screen time, phones, technology, children.
Internet access for children. This is a big one for me.
I'm going to let you lead because...
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So we decided to do this episode because a BBC article came out about a week ago, and it said the title is Ofcom, almost a quarter of kids aged 5 to 7 have smartphones. Okay?
Nearly in the UK.
This is in the UK. Let me just read through a second. Social media use rose in the age group. In 5 to 7 year olds, with nearly 2 in 5 using WhatsApp, despite its minimum age of 13. Annual study of children's relationship with the media and online worlds, Ofcom said the percentage of children aged between 5 and 7 who used messaging services had risen from 59% to 65%. The number on social media went up from 30% to 38%. Live streams increased from 39% to 50%.
Okay, honey, okay, the facts are there.
Sorry. So, yeah. Sorry, and there's this big graph in the article that says how the percentage of 5 to 7 year olds using social media has risen in 1 year. And I get really passionate about this because at what age do you give your child a smartphone with internet access or an iPad or any device that
18.
Has internet access?
21.
Yes, but that's what a lot of parents say. But then the issue is, especially in school, children are turning around going, oh, well, so-and-so in my friendship circle has just got an iPhone for Christmas. And now I want one, you know what I mean? And then the parent turns around and goes, no, you're not going to get a smartphone. And then within 3 months to Easter, suddenly all of the friends in the friendship circle, apart from your child, they've now all got smartphones because their parents caved. And now you as a parent are like, well, hang on a sec. All of my daughter's friends have got them, apart from my daughter. This is creating a problem for my daughter because now she's potentially feeling alienated, maybe even bullied over the fact she doesn't have a device. You know what I mean? And then all the pressures about that as a parent, and you suddenly as a parent become the enemy. It's such a tricky subject, isn't it?
Well, one, this is a homeschooling thing. So I think that we have the ability to take some of that peer pressure away.
Yes, massively so.
Yes. And
massively.
I'll never forget the phrase that we were once told by a teacher. And that is, we hope to keep them children for longer.
Mm.
And I love that teacher that said that to me. That is a teacher that I...
Yeah.
Wish we could have kept forever. But for me, the thing about the internet...
I really want to say her code name.
Mrs. C, if you're listening, we miss you.
Yeah, Mrs. C.
Mrs. C.
You're the best.
You're the best. I personally believe that when it comes to internet access for... I think the younger generation, and I'm going to say we are primarily talking about Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 in that article. I have no concept of why a 5-year-old to 7-year-old needs a phone.
Yeah, why are they on WhatsApp and social media?
Antigone is 5.5.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It seems bizarre. But Ofcom is stating almost a quarter of children supposedly have smartphones.
So let's delve into this into sections, okay? I'm gonna break this into sections to make this easier. Screen time. Because I assume one of the reasons the children have the phone is so they can play their own games and have their own screens separate from their parents.
Yep.
There should be absolutely no reason why a child should need a separate screen from their parents.
Can I also add, it's then also, as well as it being a separate screen, it's then internet access. Internet access. I think having a screen to watch your show on is one thing.
Children having screens in the car is ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
Children having screens in restaurants is abysmal.
Yeah,
children having screens at any point at the dinner table, there is no reason a child should need a separate screen from an adult. Because the second that two of you are using a screen, I can think of the only time I have ever used a screen at the same time as Antigone would be when I went to the doctor's when she was little and I needed my phone to phone you and I didn't want her hearing the conversation. That is the only time I can think of that I needed a second screen. So I gave her the iPad because I didn't want her hearing the words I was using to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I can think. Can you think of anything else? Just because it was an adult conversation and the little girl didn't need to hear. And there was literally no other way I could think of stopping her hearing what I was saying to you.
Yeah. I want to jump back to this BBC article. And they've got an example of someone who's an 11-year-old girl who's had a smartphone since she was 8 years old. And her parents her parents felt she'd benefit socially from being online. But what she does and who she communicates with are closely supervised. I don't know. I don't agree to that at all.
I don't agree to that at all.
But then it says, this girl says it lets her talk with friends on social media and through message apps, but there are negatives. And then this girl says, quote, sometimes I get boys swearing at me online in chats, which is not nice, but the good things, there are loads of nice people out there too. It's just something you have to get used to after a while, but you shouldn't have to.
Antigone has friends from different countries. Does she get to speak to them online? Yes. In the same way as we would speak to Granny and Grandad, in the same ways, yes, she does speak to her friends online, but only ever face to face, on a Zoom call.
Yeah, and it's
never in private messages. And that will continue.
And it's because, instigated by you.
Yes, and their parents.
Yeah.
It would never ever be a case of. Why am I suddenly thinking of the Bluey episode where Muffin runs off with the iPad screen? That's what I'm thinking of right now. Like, innocence in it. I believe that if you're having a conversation with somebody, you should see who that person is, know who they are, and not be in some chat room about it.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, am I too old school? Am I not understanding? Am I missing something?
No. But it says here, 3 in 10 parents were willing to let a child aged 5 to 7 have a social media profile, even if it was under the minimum age permitted for the apps. Oh, wow.
No way.
So even if the parents knew the child was too young to use that social media platform, to use that app, 3 in 10 were still willing for a 5 to 7-year-old to have a social media profile.
Now, I don't believe that the internet is wicked. I'm not one of these people.
Gosh, like, no,
it is an incredible tool. But I do not believe that children should be gaming. I do not believe that...
To be honest, I enjoyed gaming.
You enjoyed gaming, but... I, darling, I love you, but what happened to your school in your early years?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No. Do you think they could be correlated by any chance?
I left school with 5 GCSEs. So, yeah, maybe. But I think that's many different things. I wasn't obsessed with gaming. I enjoyed it. I just wasn't any good at school.
At that time. Very good. Yeah. So I personally believe that the internet needs to be for educational purposes only. Screen time needs to be for educational purposes only. We have a rule in our house that any golden time, as we call it, any tiggy time, as Tiggy calls it, documentaries.
Yeah. Nature.
Nature.
David Attenborough.
And then if Tiggy is...
We did have the Meghan Markle one on.
Excuse me?
Is it Disney? Was it a Disney one?
Oh, Elephants.
Elephants, yeah.
Meghan Markle voiced Elephants.
Yeah, we had that one.
I also thought Michelle Obama did a fantastic show called Waffles and Mochi. That's great. documentaries and informational programs only. Absolutely no cartoons unless Tiggy is allowed one show, a week, which she is allowed to do. So she's done Hilda on Netflix, which she really enjoyed. And so she gets one show a week of that kind of thing where she can wait and do it.
And that's always on weekends.
Yeah.
What's our rule? Cartoons are allowed on weekends.
But only one for the purposes of her treat.
And weekdays, mm-hmm. It's always got to be non-cartoon. It's going to be real life. So it's got to be like...
So she sees the words moving.
So it's got to be a David yes. Attenborough or a...
So she's allowed
something.
Hilda, she's allowed Bluey for her treat of the weekend.
What's that? How? Is it how?
How, for now, yes. We tend to go quite old school and vintage in some of our things as well. We do not allow Disney movies. There are absolutely no Disney movies in this house. We do Studio Ghibli because the storylines are... more advanced and more interesting in our opinion, and the music is sensational. But we don't actually have a TV or a screen in this house. We only have
iPads
and our phones, so if we are going to do a movie, it becomes a big family event, and we set up a projector and it's a big family event. So for example, the night before Christmas, Yellow Buck of Lute, we set up a family movie and we all sleep downstairs with on a big mattress thing in the projector, and we watch a family movie.
Yeah.
So we are quite strict on screen time. I personally wouldn't call it strict. I would call it managed on screen time.
Yeah.
Because Tiggy does. She does get to watch her one cartoon show. I will say that Bluey, because it's only 7 minutes, does include 3 Blueys is one show in our house, because they're 7 minutes each. So she gets either 3 Blueys or one episode of Hilda.
But the thing is, it works well because
at the weekend.
She knows.
Except for the half an hour.
She knows what she can get. And we do the same for sugar as well.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever spoken about that. She gets one sugar a day. That's how we manage sugar. Yes. So
one sugar could be marmalade on her toast. That's her one sugar.
Or one bar,
which is we don't mean a bar as in a bar of chocolate. By the way, we're talking like a homemade flapjack or something.
Yeah. Or I like going and getting Aldi. Aldi does Mamma Mia low sugar children's bars. I like those, but that's just me. But yes, one sugar, and that's all she's allowed. And she knows that. She's really good at going sort of, is this my one sugar for the day? And she asks, and then we say, yes, it is. And then she can decide independently whether this one thing, piece of chocolate, whatever it is that's being offered to her, if she's happy for that being her one sugar for the day or not. That's how we do sugar. Mm. And we sort of, that then applies to screen as well.
And she has white bread that includes as her one sugar of the day, because white bread is so much than brown bread. And so she makes her educational choices. Yes, wholemeal. So yes, so that's kind of our take on screen time is in watching something. Then moving on to gaming, it's a full stop no. Full stop no. Why on earth does she need to do it on a computer when we can play Uno, or we can play Snakes and Ladders, or we can play chess?
Yes, she's got.
Or we can play.
We got an Uno set.
Lego.
A week ago, and she's obsessed with it.
Yes.
And yeah, we've literally sat there for half an hour at a time, just doing round after round of Uno.
And she's good at it. She beats us.
Yeah, she's great. And we're always alternating round. Everyone's always winning and losing constantly,
which is great for child development.
Yes,
that she's winning and losing.
Yes, she's learning to lose, but she's loving it and wants to play again. And then the next round, she wins or comes second, and there's no cheating or anything.
At the dinner table, we do not allow screens. I think there's been a couple of times where we've all been ill, and I'm talking a couple of times in our lifetimes, where we've just all gone.
Need a break.
And we'll just stick on, like I said, documentary. But other than that, we don't allow screens at the table. We do have a piano by the table, so occasionally you've got up and had a little tinkle for us, which we like. And I think that's
not very good though.
You used to, when Tiggy was very little, you'd pull her chair over and play with her while I tidied the table.
Yes, but I only have two tunes in my repertoire.
That's absolute nonsense. Brilliant.
Let It Be and Hallelujah.
Those are the ones you go to, but you are.
They're my party pieces.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but I can't really do much else.
He's being modest, people.
Yeah, whatever.
Go buy his album. Buy his album on iTunes, people.
No, it's terrible.
So yes, so that's my take on screens.
Yeah.
They should not be anywhere near the family except for educational purposes.
Yeah.
I do believe that obviously they're a fantastic tool of communication with family members and friends that you can't get to see. And indeed, when you go away, we are constantly on calls when you're away so that you can see Tiggy.
Yeah.
And occasionally me.
Always you. but yeah, it's yeah.
Should a child have a smartphone?
No.
Is there a need for them to have to they shouldn't be walking home alone at that age?
But then there's two things. It's having a smartphone / a device and B, having access to the internet. I think they're two different things. And I think the bad one is the having access to the internet. And like we're iPhone users, and iPhones have got very good sort of like children sort of, you know what I mean, protection tools type thing built into them. I have read though that some children are learning how to get around them. Supposedly, if I was reading in an article the other week that if a child takes your iPhone, let's say your iPhone is like the main, mum or dad's iPhone controls the children's account, yeah, a child can take your iPhone to, for example, pay for something, and all they need to do is grab it for 30 seconds, have access to your phone, sign their phone out of the family system from your phone very quickly, you don't even know as a parent, and then that child can reset the phone, and then they have full unlimited access.
Terrifying. Children are so clever.
I read that, and it's happened. But it's that access to the internet, and I don't understand how some parents can give their children 24/7 unlimited access to the internet on a device when they're a child. Parent,
yes.
I don't want to stereotype, but
when I'm, say, for example, when I have to go and take something hot out of the oven, and for whatever reason I have to leave the oven open or something, I don't want to be in the kitchen for that point in time. Then I would honestly just, she would pick a book, or she would be playing Lego, or she doesn't need a screen.
Or with her Egyptians.
Yes.
But Playmobil Egyptians.
Oh, she loves Playmobil.
Yeah.
Always has. I mean, she's had that 2.5 years now, you know.
It's still
and it's still a daily favourite.
But it's not just Egyptians. We've got the
Romans, Vikings.
Yeah, and it's all mixed up, but she always calls it the Egyptians.
Oh, my favourite thing at the moment, and this is a bit of a family geeky thing, is she's got two archaeologist figures at Playmobil.
Yes.
And she started calling them Josh Gates and Albert Lynn.
Yes,
because we like to watch them, which is good.
I'm so happy. So moving on from that slightly, but on the same sort of vein, I am aware that James and I work on the internet. James has got me doing this podcast and Instagram. So mm-hmm. Are we therefore hypocrites?
Good question. That is a good question. It's a tricky one because...
You could see James's brows have gone in thought right now.
Yeah, it always is a tricky one. You get sort of... You see people on Instagram and...
Because she sees us on Instagram. I mean, Tiggy does see.
Yeah. But like, when you do your Instagram posts...
She sees me videoing her.
Yeah, but she doesn't mind at all. But when you... She wants to be a part of it, that's the thing.
She does.
She goes around going,
that's my next question.
I want to be a documentarian.
Yes.
I want to be a documentary filmmaker. That's what she says, which is amazing. But like, you have set times to be on Instagram to do your Instagram, which is morning, lunch, evening.
That's to release them. So what I tend to do is in the very, very early morning... Before you're awake, for example, I'll make my two or three videos of the day. Mm. And then I'll put them out at morning, lunch and dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're ready-made in the drafts box. And I'll do that before you even wake up. That's my routine and it's worked.
And why do we do that?
Because I don't want my phone out while Tiggy's... I mean, I video her, of course, for her teachers and screens are very much part of our life in the sense of the fact that she does do online tuition. She does do talking with granny and granddad. She does do all those kind of things. So I know that screens are a part of life, but it is not used for... I mean, in the morning, she wakes up and some mornings she'll say, can I have my morning basket, please? If you don't know the term morning basket here, we mean I've created a basket for her that's themed every month, which has math questions, problems. When I say toys, what I mean is I'll do like a role play. It's an activity basket, but it's an educational based. So in the morning, she has the choice between her morning basket, her books. Some days she'll just come in and cuddle with us and have breakfast and we'll just talk. And some days she does go, can I have a documentary, please?
Mm.
And we will put her on. She's a big fan of Time Team.
Yeah, that's good.
She does like Time Team, especially as we started taking her to some of the places that the Time Team have been.
Yes, Roman villains.
Yes. So she does like that sort of thing. Or if I know there's an educational point that we're going to be studying that day, we'll stick on a clip that's going to be related. So, for example, in this geography that we're doing at the moment... We've just done time zones and we're actually going to Greenwich on Sunday so that we can show her Greenwich Mean Time. So we always try and theme things around the day so that it's a forward thinking help. So yeah, it's a tough one on that. Are we hypocrites? I don't revolve my life around my phone, but I do take a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to film people.
Yeah. So I'm probably the main culprit of instigating it. But yeah, it's a valid point. Of course it's a valid point. It's just, I think we make decisions as parents based on what we need and think our children need in the future.
When Antigone... said that she wanted to be a documentarian, you went and got her own camera that was not a phone.
She's
so I think there are ways around it like that.
She's got a VTech something, a VTech camera.
And you got that one because she can do green screen.
She can green screen on it.
Which you enjoy together.
On it as well.
Yes.
I don't think she's tried the editing bit of it, but she has done the green screen. She likes it. And then she becomes the weather lady.
She did. Yeah, oh, she's done that a few times now. And she
a weather video
reports on the weather.
Yes, and she can see on the screen of this VTech thing what the weather is, and yeah, it's very cute. It's very cute. But no, she wants to be a documentarian. So she's never minded being filmed because you've had to film for homeschool, for the colleges.
She's an extrovert, let's face it. Also, she does not mind being filmed for at all.
But why do we put it on Instagram? Why do we have the channel?
You asked me to.
Yeah. Because it's a way of teaching.
You wanted me to start an Instagram channel because you wanted others to see that the world of homeschooling is not always as different as people think.
Yeah.
You got a bit wrapped up in the idea of homeschooling being seen in a certain way, and it's actually adapting and changing.
It was very tinged with negativity.
It was. So you wanted me to create this so that...
Literally every newspaper article that talked about homeschool was biased.
There's our next episode, people. We'll talk about that next.
Was biased about homeschool being a negative, homeschool being a problem, homeschool not successfully
it's
educating children.
It's only for people that drop out of school because they can't take it for whatever reason.
Yes, people like us that choose homeschool.
And always have.
Yeah, homeschool when it comes to the media is very sort of, I don't know, frowned upon. I think hopefully it's getting better. I read there's about 120,000 families in the UK that homeschool.
But homeschooling also seems to get lumped in.
That's the official figure.
Lumped in with school avoidance.
Yes, it does, which was another, yeah, you're right there, another sort of issue with the figures.
But anyway, that's next episode. This episode, screen time, phones for children.
Yeah, no.
Big no from us.
Big no from us.
Do we have a Apple tracker in a place on our child that I will not disclose on this? Yes. Have we in some time had two Apple trackers on her? Yes. So do we track our child? Are we using
tracker,
technology?
Apple tracker meaning AirTag.
Yes.
Yes.
Do and other ways. So yeah, lots and lots of ways.
No.
So do we keep track and use technology to our advantage? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah, of course.
Should she have a phone?
Yeah, that's the thing. We are absolutely a technology family.
You are specifically. I'm a bit of a Luddite myself, but
yeah, technology through and through. We are complete Apple family.
Okay, well, here's a question, right?
Okay.
Book, as in physical book or book on an iPad?
Depends. Depends. If it's for pleasure, physical book. I'm not great on I'm not great on screens and reading through screens. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to read on screen for 4 hours. When I say screen, I mean like laptop screen. I don't mean like Kindle screen. I don't really have any experience with those.
No, I've never
with those e-ink.
I've never had a
things.
Kindle.
I don't know if e-ink's any good, but I only know laptop computer screen or book. It depends. Yeah, from an academic point of view, I actually prefer digital because it's far easier for you to be able to highlight things, categorize things, put documents in different folders. That works really well from an academic point of view.
I'm going to tell you a short story here now. So I love using the Twinkle resources. Twinkle have an app where they've got the 100 Square app. And you can play where you take away the things and the child has to fill in the 100 square. We all know it. It's fun. Great maths. On the iPad, she does it so quickly.
Okay.
See that big thing on the floor down there? 100 square.
Oh, just literally a square with
and then you
different
just,
squares of 1 to 100.
And here's my point, right?
Okay.
On the computer, she does it much slower than if I was to put post-it notes over the over the numbers there, and she'd do it that way.
So physically, yep, having the number square in front, yep, of her, she's better and faster at,
yes,
than the digital version.
Also, if you're doing it on the screen, you're learning where the numbers are on the typing. You're not, mm-hmm, writing the numbers.
Yep, true. You're only getting half
children,
the skill.
Children, you're getting half the skill. I know that people are like, oh, well, all you're ever going to do is type anymore. But you still need to learn the processes of spelling through handwriting, in my opinion.
Yeah, I do wonder what our children's generation is going to be like in terms of all they know is screens, mm-hmm, and touch typing on screens. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we grew up with computers and keyboards,
yes,
and mice. Our children don't know what keyboards and mice are.
Tiggy did I think she showed it to you a couple of days ago. She did a thing called Internet on, with Internet or without Internet.
Oh, no, yeah, I saw that. It was her homework.
Yes. So, and she had to do things like, how do you do play with or without the internet?
Yes.
How does she do school with or without the internet? And that was, I totally forgot that we did this, even though it was only a couple of days ago. It's very relevant to this episode. Mm. So seeing it from her perspective, play, she wrote hopscotch, didn't she?
Yeah.
For without internet, she wrote, and with internet, she wrote, I don't even remember what she wrote for with internet.
No, I can't remember. Did she Bluey or something? I can't remember.
Precisely. She has no concept.
Or was it Hilda?
Yes. So for her, play with the internet is watching her one cartoon of the week.
Mm. I'm trying to think if it's in this room. Where was the homework that Daisy was sat on?
Is it here?
No, that's the rainfall. But yes, so it's very, to me, very interesting and telling of what she said. Can you move your microphone and I'll go see if I can grab it?
Yes. My microphone has been moved.
Thank you. Homework, where are you?
Jessica is currently moving around the room.
I genuinely don't know where it is.
Yeah, she passed it to me.
Yes.
Earlier and explained it all to me. But I'm not sure where she
I've packed it away already.
I have no idea.
I think I have probably packed it away into the folder already.
Yeah,
storage. Always store everything for the for the council people.
Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was very, very telling that she couldn't do, you know, she couldn't think of play on the internet very much because we don't allow her.
Mm.
But anyway, I think that's
but she doesn't need to have five anyway.
I think that's a good place to stop because we are already shattered.
Yes. Always.
This has been a very kind of us and our take on homeschooling. Everybody's different. And I will also say that everybody needs a break sometimes. So
yes,
if you fall into a trap, don't feel like we're in any way judging or saying anything bad. We just personally don't do it. And it's not a culture in our life. We don't have... I mean, like I say, we do not have a TV anywhere in our lives. We don't have a screen other than our tiny iPad and our phones. It's just not in our culture. You've got your...
Oh, what you say tiny? Was it 10-inch or something? 10, 11-inch?
I'm sorry, did I say something about size there?
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't insult your iPad size.
Okay, it is late. Yeah, it's definitely late. If you're pulling out those ones.
Didn't mean to assault your iPad, James. You have got your computer upstairs and you have like however many... Like your computer setup's quite fabulous.
Fabulous. I like that word. Fabulous. Yeah, but that's...
But that's work.
Yeah.
So yes. Good night, everyone. I am going to not insult my husband's iPad.
Sleep.
Good night.